This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1057. Why students score band 3 for task response.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There's some bad advice out there regarding when and when not to include your opinion in IELTS Task 2 essays. Today, we'll teach you exactly what you need to know to avoid low scores for task response on IELTS and how to write the perfect opinions. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Fantastic. We are finally out from under the heat dome. Oof. That is a phrase now that people are using.
Really? I haven't heard that.
Heat dome. It's like that's how they're describing these crazy heat waves that are happening in places that should not be having heat waves right now. Guys, you'll know this if you've read the news in the past couple weeks, or if you follow us on social media, because I did some Instagram posts from my hotel room.
Right.
But in Portland, Oregon, we just like broke our like all-time heat record 3 days in a row. So each day broke the previous day's record.
Wow.
It was crazy.
No, it's so miserable. And then I have the opposite experience because I'm finally somewhere where it's cool enough to survive.
So. I know, because you live in a place that's always a heat dome, really.
Yes, right. It's always a heat dome, and I've escaped the heat dome.
Yay! Congratulations.
Right.
Okay, guys, we have an awesome episode for you today because we are going to explain in a way you can understand, guys. We are going to explain what the heck the examiner is grading you on regarding your opinion or lack of an opinion for any essay in writing task 2. Guys, if you just like Google, you know, IELTS task 2 descriptors and you read the statements on there for band 6, band 7, blah, 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 that doesn't mean that you can understand what they're saying. I mean, even like IELTS teachers who have never been examiners or trained by examiners, right? Even these guys, native speakers, can look at these descriptors and not quite understand what they're saying. This is why like IELTS examiners are trained so extensively so we can understand what the descriptors mean. So guys, we are going to teach you today exactly what you are graded on to get a 7 or higher for your task score.
Yes, exactly. So we're focusing on task 2. And this came up because we have a student in our unlimited essay feedback program for 3 Keys who let me know that he was surprised. He got my feedback that he had to share his opinion in every IELTS task 2 essay. He was very surprised because he has received information from previous tutors and teachers and websites that he should not share his opinion if the topic doesn't specifically ask for it. So he was really surprised by this. So first of all, we just want to clarify, because I know there are listeners out there who, like this student, have been given that advice, and it's not correct.
Exactly. Guys, Like, here's the first problem I have with this sort of black and white advice that he has received. You always have to check this advice against the scoring system and ask if it matters or not, right? You have to have proof. And listeners, if you are getting advice from a lot of different people, just make sure to ask them if you're ever in doubt about any advice you're getting. Say, prove it. What does it say on the scoring system? How does it affect my score? Okay, don't say prove it. That sounds rude. But like if a teacher says like, do not put your opinion in problem solution essays, because that's mostly what they're talking about, right? Because it's obvious you need an opinion in an argument essay and an opinion essay. But the other kind of essay, the problem solution essay, that's where students fall short in this part of the task score. So anyway, if a teacher says, don't put your opinion there, ask them why. How does it lower my score? And if they can't answer that clearly in a way you can understand, that it's not true, that piece of advice does not matter.
Yes, and you have access to the scoring system that IELTS examiners use. So you could ask to look it over with them. You know, show me here in the scoring rubric, in the scoring system, where it says that I can't do that or shouldn't do that, because they might not even be aware. If they're not really familiar with the scoring system, they might learn something if they look that over with you.
Exactly, exactly. So let's talk about when your ideas do lose you points on the scoring system, okay? Because I think this is important to address, right? Like, we have to look at this from all sides, guys. So when can your sentences actually decrease your score? So if your idea goes off topic, if it's not connected to the question, then you can lose points, right? Band score 5 for task says that you can present some main ideas, but they're limited. They're not developed, which means there are no examples and details. And it says there may be irrelevant detail. That means that you're giving details, you're giving ideas that are not connected to the topic. That's what irrelevant means. It means it's not connected to the topic. It doesn't matter for that topic. Okay, so that's a band 5, right? Going off topic. Okay, nowhere does it say presents a bad opinion or presents an opinion about a question that doesn't ask for an opinion. That's not in the system, guys. Look, you're graded on exactly the same things for every essay. It doesn't matter what the question is. If it's mixed essay, problem solution essay, opinion question, that doesn't matter. You're graded on the same things. You must include these same exact things in your essay, no matter the question, if you're going to get a good score.
Right. Exactly. This is so key to understand that you have to have a clear position. And I think you make a really good point that some things like this, it's like we know it won't decrease your score to have it. So there's no reason not to. Sometimes we'll see teachers and tutors give advice that is you're wasting your time to focus on that because it's not related to the scoring system. It won't pull down your score. So you should be focusing elsewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about that word position. I think the easiest way to interpret that is directly, as in it means an opinion. You have to have a take on the topic, right? I like the slang for opinion. You have to have a take. What's your take on that? So your take is how do you feel about this? What is your opinion about this? Now, in our templates in Three Keys IELTS, we tell you exactly where to put that opinion, right? Even, yes, in problem solution essays. It doesn't have to be like a crazy, like original take, a crazy original opinion on anything. You just have to have an opinion and you have to support that opinion. So let's talk about what scores opinions can get you, okay? Now, band score 3. Yes, guys, band score 3. We never go down this low on this podcast because we never expect you guys to go that low in your score. But listen, guys, if you do not give a clear position, you get a band score 3. It doesn't matter what else you do in your essay. Okay, that is a ceiling. That means this requires the examiner to give you a band 3 if this examiner cannot find any positions in your essay. If you don't have any takes, any opinions, any positions about that topic, you get a band 3. Isn't that crazy?
That would be devastating for your score, especially if you have all this high-level vocabulary and great linking phrases and you're scoring 8s everywhere else, and then you get a 3 for task, and that pulls down your whole overall score would be so terrible.
Right? Yeah, guys. I mean, I really do not like this reality that there are teachers telling you guys to not put opinions in your essay, because that could definitely mean that your essay has no position in it, which means band 3 for task. I can't believe it. Okay, so let's move up to band 4. Again, still too low, right, for all of you guys. Now, what does band 4 say about having a position, Aubrey?
Oh, I don't have it up. I have our IELTS information. I'll have to rely on you to share that with us.
gotcha. Well, I'm looking at the rubric right now, guys. So band 4 says you present a position, but it is unclear. So it is a confusing position that you present. So if you present like a contradictory position, as I've seen some students do, then that would be a 4, right? Or if it's just like, if it's a very tepid position, if you are not committing to anything, that could also be defined as an unclear position. So it's like in paragraph 2, if you're like, you know, I think that all children should go to school at the age of 4 because blah, blah, blah. And then in paragraph 3, you're like, however, I think nobody should go to school at the age of 4. Then, like, that's a band 4, right?
Well, see that a lot in a conclusion, that when someone sort of restates their opinion in the conclusion, they're adding to it or changing it just enough.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that suddenly it's not that clear. It's contradictory.
Totally. That's a really good point. So guys, when you are expressing a position, it has to be strong. You have to commit to that position, and it has to be clearly supported with a reason and example. So if you state a position, I think all children should go to school at the age of 4, the next sentence has to say why you think that. That's your reason. And then you have to prove that why by giving me an example, or what does this look like in the real world? What are the consequences? Who do you know that can show this reason, right? So band 5, guys, task score band 5, about the position, it says that you express a position, but the development is not always clear and there may be no conclusions drawn. This means that you didn't prove your position in any way, right? There's no conclusion to it. You didn't prove it. You didn't say why it matters, why it's important at all. And again, it's also a little unclear, right? The development is not clear. So again, band score 5 for task and task 2. Sure, you put your position in there, but it's not supported in a clear way. Okay, now, band 6. We're moving up, guys. We're moving up. Band 6 says presents a relevant position. What does that mean, relevant position?
Yeah, it means your opinion is very clear, right? It's clearly tied to the topic. It's relevant to the topic. So there, it does happen sometimes where you read the topic and you're sharing an opinion that's just enough off topic that's, you're stretching a little bit in your opinion, and then you're not going to get a band 6. It has to be very clear and directly related to the topic.
So this is a good point to bring in how the position is different in problem solution, because I do see students making this mistake. So your opinion in an argument essay is like, yes, I agree with blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the question is, should everyone grow their own food? And your position is no. I don't think everyone should grow their own food. It's impossible. We don't have to this day and age, right? That's your position, directly answering the question, directly related to the topic. Now, what if it's a problem solution question, and the question is like, there are many countries that have food shortage problems, right? And that's the problem. And then the question is like, what are the causes for this and what are the solutions or whatever? So if you say, well, I think it's terrible that there are food shortages. Sure, the question is about food shortages, but it's not asking you about your opinion on food shortages. Of course, everyone thinks they're bad. So that opinion is not relevant at all. And that's not what the question is asking for. So your position in this case would be like, I feel the best solution is through education or whatever. So here your position is like, I think this is the best solution. Like that's your position, right? So again, you're giving your opinion related to the topic and also related to the question because it's asking you for solutions. Does that make sense, Aubrey?
Yes,
is that clear?
I think
clear?
It's okay. So helpful to simplify it like that, because for an opinion essay and an argument essay, it's pretty clear that your opinion should be either agreeing with one side or the other. But when it comes to problem solution, that's a really good point that you can't just generally agree with one side or the other at all. You need to state that in your opinion, the best solution would be, and I think that really simplifies so that when you have, even if it's a mixed essay with two questions, but one of them's asking for either reasons or problems or solutions, your opinion is that you feel the reason is this, the problem is this, the solution is this. That simplifies it, and you'll know what you need to share for your opinion. And if you've received advice in the past that you shouldn't have your opinion if it's not asked for, now you know you must have your opinion on every IELTS essay.
Yeah,
Task two essay.
Exactly. So guys, the templates, the lessons in 3 Keys IELTS take care of all of these issues, guys. Remember, I was an examiner. I've trained Aubrey. She knows everything I know. Everything in 3 Keys IELTS, guys, is directly connected to the scoring system, okay? Just like our exchange with this student, right? You, please challenge us. Anybody can send us questions and challenge what we say, and I guarantee you that everything we teach you is directly related to your score. We can back up all of our advice, guys. So check it out, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. If you are ready to get a system you can 100% trust. And also, guys, if you want to find out for free what your IELTS score would be, you can take our free IELTS quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, sweet. I think this is a very helpful episode today.
Yes, I agree. I'm glad. If any of you have friends listening or practicing for IELTS that might not know about our podcast, share this one with them. Make sure they're aware of this, because this can tank your writing score if you're not aware of this. So definitely share this episode with anyone you know preparing for IELTS.
Yes, good idea. I love it. Okay, awesome. Thanks, Aubrey. Have a good day.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.